lose a loved one through death or divorce, you're wounded in a profound way. To recover from this wound, you need to tap into your own strength and that of your friends. But this is often difficult to do because of the fear of being a burden or because the pain is so great. Now, no one else can make your pain disappear, but stay with us and we'll discuss how you can make your life meaningful again. A message that I try to give everybody when I'm doing talks on all kinds of subjects is that there aren't any easy answers. I'm not the expert that's going to solve whatever problem is we're talking about. But I think in dealing with loss, that's the most obvious kind of a thing. That brings it home more than any other talk, because there isn't any answer to dealing with what you're going through when you experience a loss, whether it's a death, whether it's a divorce, any kind of a situation like that that has a profound impact on you. There is no such thing as somebody who's going to come in and make it okay, per se. And I've done a lot of work with people, individually and in groups, who are dealing with losses, all kinds of losses. And one of the things that I've learned is that as soon as you try to go in, or for some people, when they try to fix it, and they try to come in, I'm going to cheer them up, or I'm going to say certain phrases. I'm sure if you've experienced a loss, you've heard those phrases. You know, you've heard the pat answer. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the phrase itself, there's anything wrong with it per se, but it's something like, oh, it'll get better, or, you know, it's just, there are things we don't understand, and you have to just learn to live with it. And, you know, you can hear all those things. And even if you might think, even if you might agree with it, you might say, well, yeah, but right now that isn't going to make it okay for me. So, I mean, there isn't a fast fix for this. The talk that I want to get into today and what I want to focus on is, what do you do? What do you do in dealing with something like that? How do you heal yourself, or at least begin the process of that? How do you get away from focusing just on the disruption and on the tear and maybe even your spirit that's gone on with the loss of somebody that you cared about? And that's hard to do. It's very difficult. And, you know, and it's interesting, you know, that sometimes we're our own worst enemies in dealing with loss. I know, for example, I was thinking about this even before I did the talk. When I've done situations, for example, with people who have, like cancer, let's say, and somebody who's been very sick for a long period of time, okay, and then I've been involved in a situation where somebody's died very suddenly, a heart attack or an automobile accident or something like that, okay, I mean, sometimes you can get people actually one-upping each other. Well, you don't know what, you know, your situation. Well, you know, you at least had them for 6 months or a year to talk to them, where mine, you know, they were gone instantly. Well, the other person is saying, yeah, but you've never had to suffer with somebody going on. I mean, it's almost like somehow we're trying to find out who had the worst situation. And then when you put in somebody else who perhaps has had like a divorce, now somebody here who has lost somebody through death is going to think, well, this is crazy. But I've heard this. People who've had a divorce, they say, well, you know, in some ways, maybe it's easier for you. You know, if you've lost them through death, I mean, at least they died and it wasn't a statement about you. Where in a divorce, the relationship is dead, but they're still walking around. So you still have to deal with the rejection every day. So if we look hard enough, we can figure out how come our situation is the worst. And if we look hard enough to figure out to be the worst, we will feel real miserable. You know? I mean, so that's on top of everything else. But, you know, you have to start with what? With a sense of loss, with a sense of shock, right? I'll bet you everybody here, at some level, I mean, at least this has been in my experience, when I'm dealing with somebody, like a family member, when there's somebody sick and possibly dying, or when there has been a sudden death, one of the things that comes up all the time is the incredible shock, not just of the event, but that I always thought things were going to be like they are. I didn't think it would ever be different. I mean, that's one of the hardest things to deal with. And then there's that, how do I get back to that again? How do I find that sense of, when everything has been disrupted, how do I do that? How many people here invested yourself so much in another person that when that other person left, you went with them? You know, and it's like, and how do you get that back again? How do you claim yourself back again? And sometimes we have lots of messages that we tell ourselves. One woman one time I worked with, she had an adult son who had been killed in an automobile accident. And it happened, I bet you, 5 years before I had talked to her. And one of the things she was dealing with was that every time she thought about her son at all, the pain, the intensity of the pain was just like it was when it first happened. And what she was stuck with, and what she had finally admitted herself, that she was afraid that if somehow she lost the pain, she would lose her son.